You're listening to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media. This is episode number 25, and my name is DJ Chuang, your host for this weekly podcast, where we can learn together about great creative ways to use social media. And today, I will be joined with Jan Touchberry, who is the Programming Director and Internet Campus Pastor at Christ Fellowship in McKinney, Texas, which is one of the northern suburbs of Dallas, Texas. And they're renowned as being the R&D lab of the church, research and development, for those of you that are not familiar with the acronym. And we hear from her about how they are using social media as part of their church, how they incorporate it into their internet campus. And be sure to check the show notes at our website, socialmediachurch.net, for a video that was featured on the USA Today website about their church and their creative use of technology in every aspect of their church. Here's my conversation with Jan Touchberry. DJ Chuang here, and today I am with Jan Touchberry, the Internet Campus Pastor at Christ Fellowship of McKinney, a north suburb of Dallas, Texas. And you might have some other titles as well, I'm not sure. So, Jan, if you would introduce how you are a part of Christ Fellowship, then we can get into our conversation.
I will do it. I have worn many hats at Christ Fellowship, but currently I am the Programming Director, which is a fancy way of saying I design and make sure all of the services go off the way that they should each week. And I'm also, as you said before, the Internet Campus Pastor.
Okay, so just two titles.
Currently, yes.
Although those two titles incorporate a lot of different roles and different hats, I'm sure.
Yes, they do. Keeps me busy, that's for sure.
Well, one of the things I wanted to chat with you about Christ Fellowship is your church was featured in a USA Today article about the use of technology in the church, and that certainly incorporates social media as well. And here we're at the Social Media Church Podcast, so we're going to zone in on the social media part. So how does Christ Fellowship incorporate social media into the life of its church?
Well, primarily, we use kind of the same thing that most people use, Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have found that for whatever reason, we are not a Twitter church per se. We've tried to use Twitter in services and in various forms of communication with people. We just don't have a lot of people on that. So Facebook is our primary form of social media communication. We're also using Instagram. We're starting that up and trying to ramp that up a little bit more than we have in the past. So those are our two primary ways. We haven't really dove into Pinterest yet, but I would love to at some point.
Of course, we hear a lot of good statistics there, particularly across the other side of the gender divide. And that's one of the things about social media. You want to use the right network where your people are at. And if so they happen not to be on Twitter, then pour your energy into places where they are. So how is it that you are using Facebook?
Well, we have Facebook pages for most of the ministries in our church that are run by either the director of that ministry or hopefully a volunteer for that ministry who kind of keeps it up and makes sure that the content is current and makes sure that there's, conversation going on as much as possible on those pages. We also have, which may be a little bit different than some churches, we've decided to split the pages for Christ Fellowship as a whole, like the brick and mortar. We split that from Christ Fellowship Online. So we have actually two completely separate pages for those two entities of Christ Fellowship in McKinney. And the pages are very, very different. One of them is more informational. That would be the main church page. Giving announcements and things that, we just want to make sure our people aren't missing during the week. And, periodically we'll post inspirational verses and things like that. We've had a little bit of fun We did a marriage series. We asked everybody to post their wedding pictures. That got a lot of hits on it. Whereas the Christ Fellowship Online page, we've been doing Christ Fellowship Online for about 2 years, a little over 2 years. And it's been a little bit hit and miss trying to get community to happen on that page. And what I found over the last 2 years of just kind of trial and error is that the people that are on the Christ Fellowship Online page are specifically looking for inspiration, spiritual inspiration, and things that help them refocus on God during the day. And so that's kind of the content that I try to give them. I post about 3 times a day, sometimes a little bit more. And we just kind of work with the people. For instance, on Wednesday, so this morning, I'm kind of neck deep in praying for people. Every Wednesday morning, I list online, how can I pray for you today? And people just list prayer requests. And so I go through one by one. And if they allow messaging on their page, I'll send them a message back letting them know that I got their post and I am indeed praying for them today.
Oh, that's great. So, well, let's step right into the online portion of Christ Fellowship, which is Christ Fellowship Online is your expression of Internet Campus. It's a very Facebook-centric approach to Internet Campus. So I wanted to ask this question. How many people does it take to run an Internet Campus?
That sounds like the beginning of a good joke. it depends on how you look at it, I guess. I mean, there's so many different ways that people are looking at an Internet Campus. And so I know that staffing varies. For us, I am the only staff member that is responsible for anything with Christ Fellowship Online. And then I have a team of about 30 volunteers that do various things. Most of them are online hosts for our services. Then I have a team that's specific to prayer. So we kind of, we're redeeming the word troll. We troll Facebook for people who might need prayer. And we contact them and ask them if it's okay if we post it on our prayer page. And so we have a group of people who are dedicated just to pray for those requests. And then I also have small group leaders. We do online small groups. And I am just now getting a volunteer who is going to head up all of our small groups. So that's a great blessing. I'm so thankful to have that part of it that I can offload to somebody else in the ministry. So we have about 30 people that are kind of going on it all the time.
Wow. That's a lot of people to manage. It's typically in management theory, they say a manager should only have a team of 12 or 15 maximum. So how do you make that work?
Well, that's why I'm starting to ask leaders to step up into leadership roles to be leaders of leaders. My goal would be to have a team of about 5 that I'm actually in direct communication with, who then will take care of all of these other areas of ministry, so that I don't have to lead 30.
Okay, very good. Well, that's a that sounds like it's a thriving ministry. What was the thinking for the leadership of Christ Fellowship entering into this virtual space, this online cloud form of worship, and what are the expectations? How do you know you're successful?
Another great question. We have been called by some as we're risk takers by nature at Christ Fellowship, and there was a guy from DTS who came and was observing our ministries, and he said, "You guys are really kind of the R&D for churches. You just kind of try it, and if it works, awesome, and if it doesn't, that's awesome too." And so I think that the online ministry, when I presented it a couple of years ago to the church leadership, we kind of looked at it in that bucket. If it works, great. If it doesn't, that's okay too. And the great thing about my leadership that I work with is that they really have seen the vision for Church Online and what it can be to minister to people and to reach the unreached and connect the unconnected. And they are very for it. I have an elder on my host team, which is amazing because he can speak for all of us in meetings that we're not in. And he really is, he's one of my best assets, I would say, to really kind of sow the vision of what it could be. And I would just, I'm very excited about the amount of support that the leadership of the church has for the ministry, and they really can see where it could go. I don't know that we have kind of even scratched the surface of where we're going to head with this thing. I know that for us, we're really trying to mimic what we have at the brick and mortar online as much as possible. So if we have small groups, we're going to do online small groups. We have a ministry called Moms Connection, and we also do Moms Connection online for moms who can't get to the brick and mortar. We offer that in an online format for them to connect. We're looking into different care ministries going online. We have support groups like Grief Share and Divorce Care. Those are not online yet, but they're in my vision planning for the online group. And while we would love to have something like Celebrate Recovery online, that's not available. And so we're doing kind of a mini version of that, which is the Life's Healing Choices book. So we provide that kind of thing online as well.
Wow. So, I mean, with such a growing vision, and I love that your church is a R&D lab for the potential of ministry, particularly in the online sector as well as offline. You're not going to have much time and energy left to be a programming director. I mean, this can be more than a full-time thing. I mean, do you sleep, or you're supermom?
Well, if you ask my family and my friends, they would probably say, no, I don't. I basically have two full-time jobs, and it's a little bit, it's becoming clear to me that eventually one of them is going to win out. So not sure which one that's going to be yet, but I'm thinking probably the online ministry. Hopefully, soon.
You've had 2 years of run at this. So what have you learned that works well, and what has not worked that you've had to pull the plug on?
We really have, we found that I think a lot of other churches would agree with this, that Sundays are, just culturally speaking, our online church, we don't do any advertising yet. This coming week will be our first advertising push ever for church online. And so, right now we are currently just a national ministry. We barely have any international audience. And so, because of that and the culture in the United States, Sunday is kind of the day to go to church. And so we've tried some different off Sunday service times, and some of them have stuck, but most of them we've had to pull back on because there just wasn't any critical mass for them. And so we're concentrating on Sunday and then our Monday night and Wednesday night services right now. The other thing is we've really kind of been trying to figure out this online small group thing, and I know that there's a lot of other churches that are doing it, some with some degree of success, and some it's just, you know, they may be thinking about throwing in the towel. I would encourage them not to. Just keep trying to find out what works for your culture. For us, we have several different types of small groups online. We have we use the Media Social platform, which, as you were saying before, is very Facebook-centric. And because of that, if someone logs into our platform to chat, we automatically have all of their information that they're giving on Facebook. And so it's like they sign a connection card every time they come to church. And so it really allows us to follow up with people. And because we can friend request them right away. And so if they get into one of our small groups, we have that data so that we can go back and say, hey, we missed you at small group this week, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like they're signing in as, you know, John Doe, and we can never contact them again about decisions they've made or whatever. And so with the small groups, we have Google Plus. We use Google Plus Hangout. We use our media social platform. We have a groups page. And on that page, we do several types of groups that are video-based and then just text chat. So we're doing a Moms Connection group, which is going really well. And we just got through doing Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace online, which went extremely well. We're very, very excited about how well that went and what that could mean for the future of that ministry for us online. And then we're also doing... we're using WebEx to do Kay Arthur's Precepts courses. That's been going on, I think, for about a year and a half. And we're drawing people from all over the country in that ministry. So that's been a really, really good thing for us. We're also diving into this thing that we're calling just Facebook Bible studies, where we have specific... study guides that they go through. We're using our sermon-based studies that we write for each sermon series that we do. And so people can download that study guide for free, and then they go through the study guide, and anytime they're on Facebook, they can just jump in this Facebook group and make a comment. The leader of the Facebook groups just kind of throws out questions that they gleaned from the study for the day, and then just creates... conversation around those questions. If anybody has an additional question about what they read or something, they can just ask whenever they're on Facebook. So it's not like on their already full busy calendar, they have to set aside another specific day and time. It's just whenever they're already on Facebook, they just go to their Bible study group. And those have been going really, really well. And we're hoping to find some more leaders for those and expand those as well.
Wow. You've got such a giant menu of ministries that are just rolling along, and you're learning as you go. That's an amazing. How do you deal with the issue of Facebook edge rank, where the typical Facebook page, when you post a quote, an image, or an update, it only shows up to about 20% maximum of the people that actually like your page? How do you reach the other 80%?
Really good question. I don't understand all of that kind of Facebook back end stuff. I know that probably statistically speaking, from looking at what's going on some other Facebook pages for churches, including our own main brick and mortar campus page, we have, I guess, a little over 3,600 likes, but we have well over 1,100 people talking about our page, which that's like a third. And I don't think that's normal.
Yeah, you have great engagement. So I was thinking you had the magic sauce.
Well, I totally ripped it off from Jesus Daily.
There you go.
Like I said before, I really have tried to figure out what our people engage with and what they don't engage with. Yeah. We've had some posts that I've just noticed it's like, wah, wah, wah. Nobody likes it. Nobody comments on it. And like 20 people see it. So I just have made a conscious decision that even if that's the link to our senior pastor's blog, if nobody's engaging with it, I'm not going to post it. And so we really try to post things that I know people are going to engage with by liking and sharing. And I think that's the key. And then, you know, Jesus Daily does this so well. They give specific action steps like this, like and share. And, you know, people... we're sheep, right? We'll follow directions pretty well. Especially if we think that it's going to do some good for some other people.
Yeah, that's great. So what are the two or three things that you prioritize as things you want to share or post?
We always try to post around scripture. And I saw yesterday this kind of a farce, you know, it was this beautiful, country scene and the text on the scene said, insert inspirational quote here by some famous person. And really, I mean, that's true, right? People love beauty. The creation that God has given us to look at is very enticing for us. And so we love to look at beautiful things, and we love to have things that inspire us to be better And so those are really the types of things that we try to post. I try to find scripture that draws people back to the main thing, which is sharing the love of Christ. And when I post those things, I will I'll actually put on the post, "Don't your friends on Facebook deserve to know this?" And, you know, it's just, it's an easy way for people to share the gospel that's not intimidating. They don't feel like they're, you know, beating their friends over the head with the Bible, but they're sharing something that's important to them just by clicking a button. And I find that that's been very, very effective for us.
Oh, that's great. This is so helpful. Thank you, Jan. Now, just over a month ago in Dallas, Texas, there was a conference called iMinistry that gathered some 60-some people, I think it was, of churches that are doing online ministry and internet campuses, and you were a participant of that. And I wanted to get a firsthand report about what was memorable and what was helpful to your church at that event.
It was a great conference. I am so thankful that Seth Farrier and Nate Merrill saw fit to kind of pull it together. It was very well attended by a really great cross-section of churches. I think from churches that have been doing this for a long time, like Life Church and the Christ Fellowship in Florida, they were kind of the veterans of the group. And then there's churches who really haven't started yet, but are just thinking about doing it. And they were just there to be able to glean and learn from kind of the wins and maybe not so great things that we've done, trial and error. And hopefully that'll cause them to be able to find some shortcuts in their own ministry. It was all done in panel format, which I thought was very interesting. There wasn't really, you know, any long keynote speakers, I think chiefly because we're also new at this, that nobody really knows what they're doing. And so a lot of it was just this panel of, you know, five, I think there were five people on each panel, and we had specific questions that we were asked or subjects that we were talking on. And it was just, what's a win and what's a loss, and, you know, what's worked for you, and what are some things that you've learned. And so I think that as the Big C Church, being able to come together and to learn from each other and, you know, do what we were created to do, and that's to work together as the church to further the cause of Christ, it just was a beautiful thing to watch. And I think that that was one of the most meaningful things to me, was to be able to sit around a table and in groups with these other men and women who are trying to do the exact same thing that I'm trying to do. And there was no animosity, and my church is better than your church. It's just, let's sit down and figure out how to use the internet to win people to Christ. So that was great.
Oh, that is great. And what was helpful to your church? What was your takeaway?
I think the most helpful thing was the fact that I was able to bring a couple of my key volunteer leaders, and they were hearing things through, number one, fresh ears. They have not been kind of submerged in this like I have. And so some of these things that I would normally not catch, they were catching for me. And so that was great. I also think that for us, it was really great to be able to sit down face to face. I mean, so many times, because we're an internet ministry, we do things like this, you know, Skype calls and Google Hangouts and things like that. But to be able to sit across the table from other people who are doing this and look them in the eye and even, you know, shake a hand or hug a neck and create these lasting bonds, you know, kind of ups the ante as us being, partners in ministry with these other churches. And so it was as much the conversation that happened over a sandwich at lunch as it was what happened in panel discussion. And it really has allowed us to form relationships with so many other churches who are doing this, that I feel like I could call any of them right now and just run things by. We have this online ministry practitioners group, and we do a lot of that on that groups page, where, you know, we can just throw out a question and say, hey, how do you guys handle this? And we're just so all for each other and, you know, for each church winning that, I don't think you find that much in physical churches, you know, they're, it's kind of my corner and, you know, these are my people and it's very territorial. And I haven't found that in internet ministry, which is beautiful. And I think it makes God smile.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing. So good to hear that part of it because we are on the same team. And so perhaps there's something about this online environment that accentuates that and helps us to see that and step into it.
I would agree with that.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. What is the next technology that you are experimenting with, researching? Perhaps our listeners can chime in with some of their experiences to have us all learn together.
Well, that would be great. We've been with Net Broadcasting for a long time for our streaming provider and have been very happy with them, but we are getting ready to flip the switch and go to the Amazon Cloud. And I think that that's going to allow us to do, it's going to allow us to have a lot more flexibility with how we put our messages out. I know that currently right now, all of our live messages, we can't deliver them on iOS systems, which is bad. And so going to this Amazon Cloud will open it up to iPads and iPhones and that kind of stuff, which we're really excited about. And then we're looking into Roku. Not sure where that's going to go. It's in the very kind of idea stages. And I know there's some other people that are playing with that idea. So that's kind of where we're headed next, that, and we're diving deep into advertising. Woohoo!
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jan. So good to talk with you here on the Social Media Church Podcast. And I just noticed that, I don't know if you're wearing jingle bells or a bracelet, but you just got more excited over our conversation. It's like adding a Christmas cheer to our ambiance of the sound experience here. Yeah, that's coming through. It's like ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, she's kind of excitable.
Okay. Thanks. And we'll stay connected online.
Okay, thanks, DJ.
Thank you, Jan.
Bye. Thank you, Jan Touchberry. Great chatting with you here on the Social Media Church Podcast. Be sure to check the show notes for the video about Christ Fellowship McKinney at our website, socialmediachurch.net. And we'd love to have your feedback. It's listeners like you who make this podcast more worthwhile for me and for the church at large. And whether you like Twitter or Facebook or blogging or YouTube or Pinterest, we have a connection point there. So just click on the button, add your comment, spread the word, share and like so that others can benefit and join this conversation because it's not a conversation when it's just me talking. You can even call in with your comments at your own leisure time. Most of you probably have a lot of minutes on your mobile or smartphone plan. That seems to be the trajectory of where technology is going. And if you're listening to a podcast, you might very well be listening to it on your smartphone. And so just type in this number and save it to your address book. So anytime you have a thought about how you're using social media, something that caught your attention, or you just have a few minutes of reflection or a question to shoot over this way, give me a call here at 949-354-3216. And then we'll incorporate your comments, questions, and feedback into a future episode of the Social Media Church. We'll wrap up this episode for the week. Thank you again for tuning in. Spread the word through your favorite social media or even traditional media. We'd love to hear some of the comments from people who are new to podcast, and certainly check back the archive of the previous 24 episodes as well. A lot of great learnings and resources there for those of you to learn about how to use social media in your church context. My name is DJ Chuang. I'm signing off, and until next time, we'll stay connected online.